Now you have heard something about Buddha's teaching, and now you have some knowledge about Buddha's meditation. So Buddha delivered about our mind how monks, I do not see even one other thing that when untamed leads to such a great harms as the mind. Buddha delivered an untamed mind. Untamed mind leads to great harm. Then we know we like to develop wholesome deed. Not only we, other people, they also like to develop wholesome deeds, wholesome action, good deeds, good action. But even we like, or even they like, they can't do it anytime. What's the reason? They haven't tamed mind. Because anytime people and other beings, they use untamed mind. Okay? Then Buddha delivered, monks, I do not see even one other thing that changes so quickly as the mind. Even one other thing. Buddha delivered, it is not easy to give a simile for how quickly the mind changes. So therefore, we should understand our mind, it will change very quickly. Very quickly. Therefore, we think we should practice good deeds, wholesome deeds, something like that. But, so when we, after few seconds, we forgotten that wish, that idea. Then, however, Buddha delivered special discourses for human beings and God, heavenly beings. So, today I would like to say about this discourse. Name of this discourse, Mahasatipatthana Sutta. So Mahasatipatthana, it's the Pali word, Pali is Buddha's language. It means establishments of mindfulness. Then I use this discourse from publication translated by Kiribat Gudanyananda Bhante. He's my teacher. Then, according to this discourse, Buddha delivered four kinds of places or four kinds of things that things we can use for develop our concentration, develop our mindfulness, and it has many kinds of meditation. And this discourse is very long, this discourse from long length discourses of the Buddha. Yeah. When Buddha was dwelling in Kuru country, in the town of Kammasadana, nowadays I think Delhi, okay, in India, there is a place, beautiful place like park. Nowadays, Indian government, they found that place, okay, and it has something like big letter written on stone, flat stone. Actually, that letter written by King Ashoka. This is the place delivered by Buddha, discourses of Mahasatipatthana. Okay. Then Buddha delivered monks. Then when he delivered a special phrase. What is the phrase? I will say Pali and English. Pali is Buddha's language. So Buddha delivered Ekayano Ayam Bhikkhave Maggo. Bhikkha means very same word to monks. Pali word is Bhikkhu. Buddha delivered monks. This is the one and only path. Satana Misuddhya. For the purification of beings, Soka Paridhavana Samadhikamaya, for the overcoming of sorrow and lamentation, and Dukkha Domanasana Adhangamaya, for the disappearance of pain and grief, Jnanasa Adhigamaya, for the attainment of the higher knowledge, and Jnayasa Abhigamaya, Nibbanasa Sachikiryaya, and for the realization of Nibbana, of enlightenment. And Buddha delivered Yadidam Chattaro Satipatthana, namely the four establishments of minds. Khatame Chatta, what are the now Buddha he start this preach or this discourse. Then he delivered, first of all he delivered about body, how Ida Bhikkhave Bhikkhu, here monks, a monk dwells contemplating the body in body. Dedicated, fully aware, Athapi Sampajanu Satima, dedicated, fully aware and mindful. Okay? Vinayaloke Abhijja Domanasana. It means having put away greed and grief for the world. So it's very weak. You will think this is very little praise or it's a very short one, something like, but it has very deep meaning. So this is the first one. So Buddha said, according to this phrase, we can use our body for develop our mindfulness. We can develop our mindfulness, concentration, and not only that, we can become enlightened using this body. It's the first one. Then, among dwells contemplating the body in body, athabi, dedicated. Dedicated, it's like energy. Actually, it's a mental property, like. Okay? So, we should try then sampajan, fully awareness, fully awareness. It's like he should understand about his mind, feeling, perception, something like that. Okay? Then satima. Satima means mindful. He should use mindful. With mindful, he should use that meditation object with good mindfulness. And Buddha delivered, mindful, having put away greed and grief for the world. So it has two things. We should give up our greed and grief. Two things. We have some desires when we practice some meditation or when we doing something. We will think some sensual pleasures. So those kinds of thoughts will arise in our mind. We should give up it. And we should give up greed and grief, both things. We will feel some kinds of things, like something like that, sorrow, lamentation, something like that. If we have some feeling like that, we should give up it before we start a meditation. Okay, therefore you have heard any kinds of meditators, they will say, they have said and how, so forget everything, then forget everything, your families, your some kinds of your relations, friends, and don't worry about anything, drop everything. Something. Have you heard that word? Before starting meditation? It means he should give up greed and grief, both things, before start a meditation. Then after that, he should do something like dedicated, fully aware and mindful. And he should use some kinds of meditation according to this stages. Buddha delivered about 14 kinds of meditation. He can use his body for develop his concentration and mindfulness. Then, first one about body, second one, Vedanas Vedanupassi Virati. He dwells contemplating the feelings in feelings. How dedicated, fully aware and mindful, having put away greed and grief for the world. According to this part, he think about feeling. He understand about his own feeling. Then third one, Chitte Chittan Passi Viharati. How chitta, it's a Pali word for mind. Okay, with the deliverance. He dwells contemplating the mind in mind, dedicated, fully aware and mindful, having put away greed and grief for the world. So according to third part, he understands his own mind. His own mind. So, what is the first one? He understands his body. Second one? He understands his own feeling. Third one? He understands his own mind. Fourth one? With the divine world. Dhammesu dhammam pasivirati. He dwells contemplating the phenomena in phenomena. Dedicated, fully aware and mindful, having put away greed and grief for the world. Fourth one, he he understands or he think about phenomena, I will say briefly about those things. Then, first one about kaya anupassana. What is the kaya anupassana? He think about his, he dual contemplating the body in body. Then, do you know the what is the first meditation of kaya anupassana? I think you know. Now you know. Yeah, breathing meditation is the first one given by Buddha. Then, I will not say about it, just now to have some experience. Then second one about postures, iriyapata. Buddha delivered, according to this meditation, actually he recognized, he understand his real postures. How Buddha delivered monks, when walking, a monk understand I am walking. When standing, he understand I am standing. When sitting, he understand I am sitting. When lying down, he understand I am lying down. And he understand accordingly, however his body is placed. It means he understand his own posture. He understand his all posture and own posture. Okay? So it's the kinds of meditation we can use for develop our concentration and mindfulness. Then, next one, the deliverer, about sampajana. Sampajana means comprehension meditation, clear comprehension. Buddha delivered, he or monks is fully alert when going forward and returning, when looking ahead and looking away, when bending and his limbs, when he is stretching his limbs, when wearing his robes and carrying his other robes and bowl, something like that, he is fully alert. He is fully alert with his own activities. When he doing something, he know about that action. It means he will not arise some unwholesome thoughts with that action. He know about meaning of that action. He know about real things of action. He will not make greedy or grief, and he will not make unwholesome with action, with own action. It is also kinds of meditation. Actually, I say briefly. Then, next time Buddha said, particular manaskara, it means like repulsiveness of body, like body parts meditations, something like, according to this meditation, Buddha delivered, monk considers this body upwards from the soles of the feet and downwards from the tips of the hairs, enclose his skin as full of many kinds of impurities. In this body there are head hairs, body hairs, nail, teeth, skin, flesh, blood, and bones, bone marrow, kidneys, brain, heart, something like that. And finally Buddha said, flame, pulse, blood, sweat, fat, tears. He think about, there are 32 kinds of things. He thinks about those kinds of things. My body has those things. Something like that. also kinds of meditation. We can use this meditation for develop our concentration and mindfulness. Then if you want to become enlightened, we can use also those kinds of meditation. So it's the fourth one. Fifth one, Buddha saying, reflection on elements, dhatu bhavatu. Dhatu bhavam, it means reflection on the elements. There are four kinds of elements. Buddha delivered again monks among reflects upon this body. However, it is positioned as consisting of elements. Thus, in this body, there are the earth elements. Okay? We have some kinds of elements. Those elements will mixed with this earth. Okay? This element. We know about our teeth, hair, those things. Finally, those things will mix with this earth. Those things convert to soil, something like that. Finally. Now, like that, he thinks about, in this body, there are the earth element, the water element, the fire element, and the air element. He thinks about this body according to this way. He can develop his mindfulness and concentration using this part. Then, sixth one. Then, after that, Buddha delivered about another meditation, Navasivatika. It means nine channel ground contemplation, or the nine cemetery contemplation. So now you have this book, little book. So our Bhante, he made this book with nine cemetery contemplation as meditation. There are nine kinds of objects we can use this object as a meditation. When we use those kinds of object, we can develop our concentration. We can develop our mindfulness. And we can become enlightened. We can become enlightened and nirvana. Then, according to this meditation, now you have some idea. We understand about our own body. About our own body. We recognize our features of our body. Features of body. Then, when we understand about our body, when we understand actually, so now you have some idea. So we couldn't understand our body. Okay? Therefore, we couldn't become enlightened. Why? We couldn't understand. We didn't understand our body. This own body. In this long journey, we have to rebirth again and again. We had died many times, but we couldn't understand this body. Dear friends, when we practice this meditation, we can give up our pride, and we have some desire, we have some attachment about our body, not only our body, about others' body. Then if we want to give up those kinds of attachment, we can practice this meditation. Buddha said, if someone has desire about his own body, in his final time, before passing away or ending with his life, he will afraid, oh, I can't give up this body. He think about it. Therefore, if you want to experience peaceful death, we should give up those kinds of desire and attachment, something like that. And you know, if you have some desire, or if you have some attachment about our body, sorrow, lamentation, those things will sprout in our mind, in our life. Because we have to feel, we have to experience some illness, sickness, something like that. Some bad situation like accident. Then at the moment, if we have some desire, if we have some attachment with our body, we will sorrow, we will lamentation, we will weep. Not only we, other people, they also lamentation. Then not only us, when our friends or other relatives, they will experience some bad situation like illness, sickness, then what happened to us? We will suffer a lot. It's not our sickness or our illness. Okay? It is other. But we will suffer about it. Why? We have attachment or desire about other person. Okay? About other body. With other body. Then, therefore, those kinds of meditations are very useful. Very useful. Then you know about those things. Those things are very practical. Okay? Then, yeah. Dear friends, when Buddha was dwelling, actually, before 2600 years ago, there was a place, arranged place, something like charnel ground. When people, they will die, then after that, that villagers, they throw their dead body into some arranged area. Okay, they had not used some casket, something like that. They covered his body, dead body, with or from fabric. Then after that, they throw that body some arranged area. They use some area. So we called to that place. They called that place charnel ground. It's very same cemetery, but differently. Then Buddha said about this meditation, how now this monk, he is going to compare his body and dead body. Okay? How monks, as though a monk were to see a corpse thrown aside in a charnel ground, 1, 2, or 3 days dead. Bloated, blue, it has some quality. Bloated, blue, and festering. A monk compare this very body with the dust. How this body is of the same nature. It will be like that. It is not exempt from that fate. Okay? This is the real nature. He think about it. Then, it's very short. he think cannot go beyond that. Then Buddha delivered, iti ajjatam va kai kayam pasivhirati. Actually, he gets some sign about corpse. Then he compared that sign with his own body. Okay, I have to experience. So my body will convert to that situation. Ending with this life. Okay, he used that sign. Then he think again and again. Then Buddha delivered, iti ajjatam va kai kayam pasivirati. In this way he dwells contemplating his own body. Bahiddhava, he dwells contemplating others' body. So other beings, they have to experience this situation. This is the nature of our body. Then, and he dwells contemplating both his and others' bodies. He think about, it's very common to all beings, it's very common to all people, or form. He think about it. What is the first one? He think about himself, first of all. Second one, he think about other people's. This is very common to all persons. Then finally he thinks and he dwells contemplating both his and others' body. Think about his and others' body. Then this is the inside part of this meditation. Samudaya dhammanu pasiva khasmi, it means he dwells contemplating the arising of the body. Actually, if someone won't think about it, he had used some insight meditation, or he had practiced some part of insight. What is the arising of body? Actually, if we know about six sense faculties, or if we know about Four Noble Truths, if we know about dependent origination process, if we know about five aggregators, he can use one of them for it. He dwells contemplating the arising of the body. He knows this is the reason for birth. He dwells contemplating the passing away of the body. He understood this is the death or passing away of the body. And he dwells contemplating the arising and passing away of the body. He think about both things. This is the origin. This is the cessation. He think about it. It's like wisely considering. Wisely considering. Then he think attikahayoti va panasa sati pachupatita hoti. He thinks mindfulness that there is a body is simply established in him. To the extent necessary for higher knowledge and mindfulness, he dwells independent and not clinging to anything in the world. Buddha delivered, when he practiced his meditation like that, according to this way, according to his advisors, what happened to him? Mindfulness, his mindfulness will develop. And his mindfulness will establish him. And according to that mindfulness, he will experience or he will achieve higher knowledge and higher mindfulness. And finally, he will be independent. It means he will give up or his all kinds of attachment will vanish. Will bands. Because he understood his own body, origination of body and cessation of body. He understood all kinds of beings. This is the reason for originate. Then he understood real nature of body. Therefore, now he hasn't any kinds of attachment. He become independent. Buddha delivered, he dwells independent and not clinging to anything in the world. He hasn't any desire, any craving for anything, about anything. He was completely liberated or liberate. Okay? So it is the first one about Navasivatika. It has or channel meditation or cemetery meditation. It has 9 kinds of meditation. Now you know about first one. It's very same to second one, third one. But those kinds of meditation object, those things will change little by little. You can understand, I will say, with the deliverer. This is the second one. Again, monks, as though a monk were to see a corpse thrown aside in a charnel ground. How now that corpse or that dead body, it eat some kinds of beings. How the deliverer, being devoured by crows, hawks, vultures, dogs, and jackals, or various kinds of worms or creatures. He compares this very body with it. Thus, this body is of the same nature. It will be like that. It is not exempt for the fate. Like that. Okay. Then he think about his own body, then he think about others' body, then he think about both of them, then finally he think about origination of body, cessation of body, and both things, something like that. Then third one, he think, Buddha delivered, again monks, as though a monk were to see a corpse, thrown aside in a charnel ground, a skeleton with flesh and blood, held together with blood, sinews, was also something like that, okay? He compares this very body with it thus. This body is of the same nature. It will be like that. It is not exempt from that fate. Okay, so this is a very natural one. This is the real nature. But according to this meditation, you can understand without thinking about our real nature, we can't liberate from suffering. If you want to liberate from suffering, we should think, we should understand about real nature. Then Buddha delivered, next one, again monks, as though a monk were to see a corpse thrown aside in a charnel ground, a fleshless skeleton, and smeared with blood, held together with blood vessels like sinews. He compares this very body with it thus. This body is of the same nature. It will be like that. It is not exempt from that fate. Okay? This is the fourth stages. Next meditation, next object, he think how Buddha delivered. Again, monks, as though a monk were to see a corpse thrown aside in a charnel ground, a skeleton without flesh and blood, held together with blood, sinews. He compares this very body with it thus. This body is of the same nature. It will be like that. It is not exempt from that fate. Then next one, Buddha delivered, what happened to that dead body? He thinks, again monks, as though monks were to see a corpse thrown aside in a charnel ground, disconnected bones is scattered in all directions. Here a hand bone, there a foot bone, here a shin bone, there a thigh bone, here a hip bone, there a back bone, here a rib bone, and here a neck bone, there a teeth, and here the skull. He compares this body with it thus. This body is of the same nature. It will be like that. It is not exempt from that fate. He compares his body and those kinds of skeleton. Then, with the deliver, next one, again, as though a monk were to see a comb thrown aside in a charnel ground, bones bleached white, the color of shells. He compares this very body with it thus. This body is of the same nature. Same nature. It will be like that. It is not exempt from that way. And next time, Buddha delivered. Monks, how as though a monk were to see a corpse thrown aside in a charnel ground, bones heaped up, several years old. He compares this very body with it thus. This body is of the same nature. It will be like that. It is not exempt from that fate. Final stage of the same. Again, monks, as though a monk were to see a corpse thrown aside in a charnel ground, bones rot away to dust like lime powder. He compares this very body with the dust. This body is of the same nature. It will be like that. It is not exempt from that fate. So what happened to this body? Finally, this body, it will convert to lime powder. Final stage. Okay? Then, Buddha delivered. In this way, he dwells contemplating his own body. He dwells contemplating others' body. And he dwells contemplating both his and others' body. And he dwells contemplating the arising of the body. He dwells contemplating the passing away of the body. And he dwells contemplating the arising and passing away of the then with the delivered. When we practice this meditation according to this way, according to these advices, with the delivered mindfulness that there is a body is simply established in him to the extent necessary for higher knowledge and mindfulness. He will achieve higher knowledge and his mindfulness will develop. He dwells independent and not clinging to anything in the world. Finally, he will become enlightened. So this is about, so there are 14 kinds of meditation object: breathing meditation, posture meditation, the elements and body parts, something like that, and 9 channel body. Then, so very beginning this lesson, I said about Buddha delivered 4 places or 4 points that used by meditator. So when we use those 4 kinds of things, we can develop our mindfulness. First one about body, second one about feeling. Okay? Vedana and Pasana. Vedana means feeling. Vedana is the Pali. The delivered, how? Katancha bhikkave bhikkhu vedanas vedanam pasivyate, and how monks, does a monk devel contemplating feelings in the field? Buddha delivered, monks, how, here a monk, when feeling a pleasant feeling, a monk understands, that person, he understands, I feel a pleasant feeling. Next one, when feeling a painful feeling, he understands, I feel a painful feeling. This is the first stage. And when he feeling neither painful nor pleasant feeling, he understands, I feel neither painful nor pleasant feeling. When feeling a pleasant feeling based on the 5 sense object, like sensual feeling, form, sound, smells, tastes, and tangible, something like that, he understands it properly. I am feeling worldly person feeling. When he feels a spiritual person feeling, he understands I am feeling a spiritual person feeling. And he understands about worldly painful feeling and spiritual painful feeling. And he understands neither painful nor pleasant worldly feeling. He understands neither painful nor pleasant spiritual feeling. He understands those things, those kinds of feelings. Okay? Then again, he think how in this way he dwells contemplating feelings in feelings within himself. And he dwells contemplating feelings in feeling within another. He understands his own feeling. When he understands his own feeling, he understood about others' feelings. Oh, it's very same to others. Other person, they have those kinds of feeling. It's very same to my feeling. He understands his feelings and others' feelings. His own feelings and others' feelings. Then, and he dwells contemplating feeling and feeling, both within himself and within another. He understands these feelings very common to all person. Then finally he understands originate of feeling. So this is the inside part. He understands origination of feelings and cessation of feeling. If he want to understand it, he should use, he had used some kinds of inside meditation. One of them, it's enough. Then, Buddha delivered, it's about Vedana Anupassana, Chitta Anupassana, according to this part. Buddha delivered how, and how monks, does monk dwell contemplating mind in mind, here monks, a monk understand a mind with lust as a mind with lust. He understand about his mind. And he understands mind without lust as a mind without lust. He understands a mind with hatred as a mind with hatred, without hatred as a mind without hatred. Like that he understands about with delusion as a mind with delusion, he understands without delusion and without delusion as a mind without delusion. Like that he understands about his nature of mind, like distract mind and he understands his mind like concentrated mind, unconcentrated mind, and liberated mind and unliberated mind, something like that. It's about citta and upasana, like contemplation of mind. When he understands his mind like that, he can understand nature of mind. So we know some kind of person, they can experience their body. They can't experience their mind. It's difficult to experience their mind. Then some kinds of folk, they can experience their feeling. They can't experience their mind. It's difficult to experience their mind and body. Then some kinds of people, they can experience their mind. It is difficult to experience their feeling today. Therefore, they can use. There are four kinds of mindfulness. They can use among them, one of them, according to their experience, according to their mind, according to their mindfulness, according to their feeling, something like that. Okay? If he like, he can use his body for developing his concentration. Then he can use his feeling. If he like, he can use his mind for developing his concentration. Dhamma and Upasana, fourth one. First one about body, second one about feeling, third one about mind, fourth one about Dhamma. Dhamma means phenomena. According to this part, Buddha delivered many kinds of Dhamma, some title about Buddha's teaching. Among them, he can think about five hindrances. And as a, if you want to think about it, you have to study Buddha's teaching. Five hindrances means anytime. There are five kinds of things, those things disturb our mind. It's like those things will cover our mind, like shape. Okay? Then, next one, five aggregators and four noble truth. And six sense bases. It means our eye, nose, tongue, body, mind. And four noble truth, suffering, origin of suffering, cessation of suffering, the way leading to cessation of suffering. So there are a few kinds of teaching said by Buddha as opinion. Then if we can use one of them as wise consider, we can develop our mindfulness. Then we can give up all kinds of attachment, craving will vanish. Completely vanish. So those kinds of teaching are deep. So however, now our time is gone. Yeah. So how I said about this discourse, it's very long. Especially I said about nine symmetric meditation. You can read this book time to time then you will feel some dispassionate mind or disattachment, something like that, when you read. So, nothing to say about practice. So, if you practice this meditation, you can reduce your attachment, bad attachment. Okay? Now, before finishing this lesson, I would like to say, may all of you have an opportunity to develop this beautiful teaching and mindfulness and concentration in this very life and in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Yeah, now it's time to your tea break. Namo Buddhaya.